Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. My co-host Barbara should be here soon, and I have Dale Shear and Richard, whose birthday is today, right, Richard?
Correct, yes.
All right. Happy birthday, Richard.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a very weird day. It's Friday the 13th, you know that.
I know. It does seem like it's a weird, because I mean, like, you know, it seems
what?
If a lot of people don't notice, we are starting a half hour later, and it's, but you know, that's, those things happen. I mean, you know, we have to, I mean, you know, like for example, you said
you don't,
that you've been...
you don't have to go over it. It's okay. It's
okay.
Fine. I just want to know where Barbara is at this point.
Okay. Well, let me see here. All right. How about, let's see. Okay, well, I mean, have you been celebrating your birthday, Richard?
Sorry.
Well, tell them all the gifts you got.
Oh, yeah, well, I got another Navy hat that shows I've been retired, which is neat. And a real unique shirt, still Navy oriented, and I've got a Butterfinger and a pencil that's about 4 foot long. No, not quite that long. And a calendar, and good, nice cards. And I've kind of sort of had a busy day trying to sort in here. But also had phone calls. Had a phone call from my cousin up in Seattle. That lasted about a half hour. And, you know, the kids sent me birthday greetings. And so it was a great day. I think there's a cake wandering around somewhere. Maybe not. I'm not sure. I have to check with Dale on there. But we'll have something.
Yeah, there's a cake, but we haven't eaten dinner yet, and there's supposed to be rain.
Happy
and
birthday,
thunder,
Richard!
And thank you, Barb.
Yes. Hi, sorry to come on a couple of minutes late. Yeah. I'm driving to LA
right now.
I'm not there, but I don't want to interrupt what you guys were talking about. Were you talking about a birthday cake?
Well,
yes,
like
we
that.
Have a lovely, lovely birthday cake. I'm trying to, Barbara, what it is I'm moving, and it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Doing the best thing
really
to do.
Is.
And I bet you do have a lot of stuff.
We moved from 2,600 square feet down to 1,300 square feet, so that can give you an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember I told... Remember I told you that there were nothing for rent?
Yes.
And we got something. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and a big, huge backyard. And, but getting all the stuff in here, I need to throw a lot of it out. And then on top of that, start into rain and thunder. So it's been I've been trying to get extra little presents for Richard. He got a beautiful Navy hat.
Oh.
Beautiful Navy shirt. He got Butterfinger. He got just all sorts of little stuff from the dollar store. The dollar store was no longer the dollar store anymore. It was more the $50 store. And after the show, me and he are going to go eat somewhere because Blythe has to stay here and figure out how to connect the washer dryer. I had to buy a new computer. Being Friday the 13th, Barbara, and you better not top me on this one. I had to go buy a new laptop because yesterday, mine decided to blow up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Now,
whoa.
I went and bought, I, yeah.
Literally blow up?
Work. No, it just doesn't work. So then I have, I bought the same one because it's easy. And it has all my passwords in it. It has everything in it. And it's okay. It's great. It's working.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
You liked it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I have to be, I haven't been able to check my stocks in a week, and I've only lost $400, but that's okay.
Oh, wow. And I forgot about the Friday the 13th. I saw it earlier today, and then I just, but that slipped my mind. How do you feel about that, Dale? Should there
Me?
Be any yeah. superstition? Is there any superstition at all in
yes.
your mind with that?
Okay, let me give you my Friday the 13th in a bombshell, okay? When I was married the first time, 21 years or whatever, I was married, and on Friday the 13th, I lost my job in Los Angeles, and whatever it was, I can't remember. And I took the bus home because my car was broken. That wouldn't work. My husband wasn't there. I get a phone call from my very best friend, and she tells me, I got to talk to you right away. And I said, okay. So I went and took a, whatever. I walked over to her house, and then she tells me, oh, your husband and I had an affair. I mean, that was.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
wow.
not kidding. I'm
what
not kidding.
Bomb.
I'm no, and I'm not even through. The bomb. But then I had to go to hit where he worked, which in those days was Unimart. He was a photographer. And I asked him if this was true, and he sort of said yes, but she threw herself at him. But anyway.
Doesn't matter.
I said, I hope it was worth 21 years of marriage for you to blow 30 seconds of your life. There's the door, and don't slam it on the way out.
Did he know
so
that she
was
going
to? That
gonna,
was one of my
great.
Friday the 13th. I could go on.
Did he know that she was going to tell you this?
I don't know. That part I don't know. She was my sure. very best friend. We went to high school together. Went to junior high school together. We went everywhere together. You know, with her and
wow.
her family and her three kids. And I found out she did throw herself at them. And, you know, what men do is what men do.
What a low blow, though, for her to do that to her best friend.
Yes, the cost of friendship. And that was Friday the 13th. That was one of them. I mean, I have so many Friday the 13th that it's ridiculous. The only good Friday the 13th is when I met Richard. And his birthday, I go, is what, on Friday the 13th? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. But at least that's one good thing that is for sure happening on Friday the 13th. It's his birthday. So that's a good plus.
So
yeah.
for now, it's great
Lucky
because I have a computer. For him it is. I have a computer, a laptop. It's one of those Chromebooks, Barbara. It's
mm-hmm.
not like a
mm-hmm.
real computer. It just
actually, yeah. I want to say something because I've studied numerology, and there's been some talk about why the Friday the 13th is seen as a bad luck thing. What it has to do with is I think it's the apostles, Judas. There was 12, and then the 13th betrayed. That's what I've heard. I know that about the number 13. I don't know the reason it would be Friday, but you know, that's what I've heard is the origin. I can tell you that what I've also heard, and Dale, you can kind of coincide. You know about this because you dealt with this. Okay. The numbers in numerology tend to coincide with tarot cards. And I'm
yes.
sure Dale will tell you what is number 13 in the tarot card deck.
I believe it's the death card.
Exactly. And people have always kind of associated the death card to something evil or bad.
But
or,
it's true.
Or
it is true. When I pull the death card and I do tarot, people die. I can't help it, but it just happens, you know? Or it can mean shock.
Spooky.
It can mean
yeah.
shock. It could be good shock or bad shock, depending
yeah.
on the surrounding cards.
But it doesn't necessarily mean evil or bad luck, because I've heard that. Actually,
it's not evil. It's not evil or bad luck, John. It's death. Now, do you want to call that evil or bad luck? But it's death.
Now, I have heard that the devil is supposed to be the bad luck. The devil card is bad luck.
The devil
really?
Is sexual indulgence. Remember, I taught this at community college, it's a row. The devil is sexual desires, all kind of sexual stuff
I remember you talking about that.
Bad.
It's not all bad. It's not all bad. Sometimes it means you have a good sex life when you pull up that card, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that, Dale. I do remember
talking
about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising.
But we're going to do that in a few weeks on when we get around. As soon as I get this house organized and my dog organized and eating properly and all that. And I feel bad for Richard because I'm trying to make him a proper birthday. And it's not turning out that way because of the heat being 100, 105. It's only 90-some degrees.
Well, yeah,
but
you always do things up so good. You're a great cook. You always like to plan special things. And I know it's frustrating when you can't really do it the way you do it.
That's right. That's what people don't understand. Prize special. I brought Richard. I went to McDonald's. I had a grief at McDonald's today. I got to tell you this. I don't get angry, real angry, this often. But you know how at McDonald's it's $1 for a drink? You know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know, but I'm not surprised.
All drinks are $1. Small, medium, and large. However, they've implemented this new thing that if you want a refill, which used to be free, you got to pay 74 cents. Now, I am not a cheap person at all, but they don't have a sign out. They don't tell you. This has pissed me off. I mean, to the point of I've reported 3 people this week for stupidity. Stupidity.
Reported where? Like, where do you report them?
To the Board of Health.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like, to give you an idea, no, this one, one was Portisubs out here in Carson. Now, both their bathrooms are broken. Now, I love this place. I'm telling you, I absolutely love it. And you can't use the bathrooms. That means, Barb, you can't wash your hands. So I'm wondering, well, how are the owners washing their hands when they're delivering the meat?
Ew,
and how are they going to the bathroom?
Good point.
I was pissed at this, so I called the Board of Health, and I just told them my little problem, and he said, I'm going to investigate. And if what you say is true, I'm shutting them down. Okay?
Good. Are you monitoring if they're setting or not?
Pardon me?
Are you monitoring the place?
No, I don't do stuff like that. I just don't want to get the coronavirus.
Well,
if I get there, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
But then I got yesterday, been having a lot of good luck up to Friday the 13th. Richard ordered a pizza from Round Table Pizza. We got a great pizza, but it was burnt. And I opened it up, and I'm going, this is burnt. And they go,
that's
you have
rare.
A choice. We can redo it. Which is another 25 minutes, or you can have it for free. I said, okay, I'll take it for free. So, none of this was my intention.
Hey, it's caller time.
What? Why?
It's caller time.
I don't care. I want to talk.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, Richard. Well, it's his birthday. I mean, is that what you want? I like talking to Dale.
Yeah, I like talking to
Barbara.
Well,
okay, I'll shut up. Actually, I'm only 39 in reverse, so go ahead.
You act 30. You act 39. You aren't 39. You just act 39. Barbara,
Richard,
if you saw what this place looked like, I can't. Life's
a disaster.
It's disaster.
Oh, gosh, I can imagine. it's just something that is not so fun to go through and move. Nobody likes that.
Okay. If they tell me to move again, I swear I wouldn't take it. I'm just not going to be happy about this.
I'd burn the house down.
Oh, my God.
Those are my exact thoughts. Those are my exact thoughts.
Yeah.
But I have a computer. Yeah. And it's working.
I
started to say it's
a work now.
Yeah, it's a Chromebook, so it's really not a – my computer is at my old house, so I haven't gotten around to getting that yet.
Well, thank goodness you guys like this place, so maybe you won't have to move for a long time because you're happy with the place.
I don't know if I'm happy because it's so pathetic.
I don't know yet.
It's really – okay, we'll see.
Well, I just want to say – to everybody, tell everybody that Richard turned 93 today. Because maybe they don't know. I mean, that's an amazing thing right there. I think it's great. And he's in great health, and he's cheerful, and he's amazing. And I want to even interview you by yourself, Richard, one of these days, because I want to do a little expose on why some older people get mean and ornery and angry, and some get super, like, even nicer. It seems like you.
Yeah.
Maybe you've always been super nice, but
okay.
I think it's a thing. Don't you, Dale? Don't you think that's a thing? Some of them get very ornery.
Like me.
Yeah, well, you know, when you, when you get, when you get too old to cut the mustard, you know, well, then you sit back and laugh at everything. That's
why I love he's great. He laughs at everything. He is fun to be with. He is a ball. He is amazing. I'm a piece of, you know, what can I tell you? I'm not a happy camper right now.
What a wonderful
Barbara, how
has
your day? How has your day been?
Oh, it's okay. I did get my coronavirus shot.
Oh, how exciting. You know, I hate to tell you
this,
but on the news, it said that there were several people on a cruise ship that had both the shots and they got the virus.
But they're not going to be in bad shape if they have the shot, so that will help a lot.
Oh, well, unless you call death. There's some of them dying. It's the same thing all over again.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think that you die if you have the vaccine.
You may be right. I don't know.
It's very rare.
I look at the bright side of everything, which is no side.
All right. So are you ready to take a call, Dale?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
All right, area code 804, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
My name is – hi, all of y'all. Thanks for accepting my call. My name is Rennell. I start with a V like in Virginia, and I live in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
Okay, I'm calling about my cat. Her name is Lucy. She hasn't been feeling well for a while, and I have taken her to the vet off and on, and I'm almost out of money, so I'm trying to figure out what to do now for her. She's about 8 now. Her birthday was back in May. She was born in 2014.
Okay, I'm a sweetheart. You know what? I'm an animal lover to the extent of craziness. It hurts me. It hurts me when I hear of any animal anywhere, anytime, going through hell. You've been seeing the wrong vets. You need to find one that will help you and take some payments. She is salvageable. But if only if you find the right vet. So I don't know what Virginia is made up of, but that's what you got to do. And I can't look. If my dog's paw hurts, I start crying. I just can't handle
Mm-hmm.
So I know how you feel.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is try some different vets and do what you need to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of low on funds, and you know, getting around also is an issue for me because I don't have my own transportation. And
okay, but there's accounts of what is that called? Barbara, me, fund me. What is that thing called? GoFundMe.
Yes.
Put your story on GoFundMe, and if people like it, then they give you money and they can help you. That's the best I can tell you right now, okay?
Okay, do you think that it will work out for her?
I do if you get her to the right bit.
Okay. Also, too, if you don't mind me asking real quickly, also there's been a rodent coming in here somewhere, and I'm not sure where it's coming in at, but the only opening that I can recall is like at the bathroom door.
Okay, you're asking a psychic all the wrong questions. I've had that problem in Hawaii, and they get locked from the attic, and they get locked into the walls. And when they died, there is this terrible odor. So the only thing you can do is get an exterminator out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye. Yes. Thank you. Do you see what I'm drawing?
No. I'm missing something. What are you talking about, Dale?
I'm drawing a lot of negativity because I'm going through a lot of hell right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is what it is. You gave her great advice.
I know, but it makes me feel bad. I wish I could do something. I've had both those problems, but I've never had a cat. I've just had dogs, so.
It is very sad, but they do have pet insurance. Get it while they're healthy, everybody. Healthy and young. It's very expensive.
She can't afford it, Barbara.
Well, not now, but I mean, I don't think you can get very good insurance when they're already sick.
I don't know. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, the next one. Area code 704. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm Marcia. I'm a travel nurse. And I'm in Maryland right now. Hey, I just wanted more insight. My contract was ended, and it's all one-sided. I started food to my patient, which was the doctor's orders, but the patient ended up passing away. He had COVID, and he was 83 years old. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, so they canceled my contract. Basically, I'm the outsider, so they're trying to point the fingers at me for following the doctor's
whoa,
orders.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm missing something. Who is they?
The day shift nurse, and they're all friends and in cahoots with each other. But yeah, the day shift staff and manager. So everything's just one sided. No one ever.
Wait. I don't understand what the problem is. The guy passed away from COVID. That's not your fault. That's not your fault.
Right.
So what seems to be the problem?
They're blaming me. That's the problem.
How can they blame you from the guy having COVID and he died?
Well, I gave him fluids, which was the doctor's orders, but still blaming me for following the doctor's orders, basically.
Okay, you know what? There's no lawsuit on COVID at all. So nothing can happen. And if they fire you, then you shouldn't be working there anyway if they're going to blame you. You are a nurse. You do God's work, and you did the best you can do with this guy. So no one should be putting you down for anything. You've helped tremendously, okay? So if it means go get another job, there's a million of them out there. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, ma'am.
But don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. Okay?
I won't.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Have a good one. God bless you.
Yeah. Something better might be around the corner. You know, one door closes, one door opens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, our next caller is somebody that's been on before, but I'm going to go ahead and put this person on, okay?
Okay.
Area code 229, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for doing that for me. Thank you all for taking my call.
This is the Marine, I believe, that we have called in to us once.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
How you doing, Ms. Gail?
You have a question for
Gail?
Okay.
Yes, I do. I'm on disability, and I have caregivers that come over to my house to help help me out. But lately, they have not shown up. I've called the office, and they was like trying to get somebody there. But it's two particular girls. I just want to know why these ladies don't come, why they won't come.
Okay. A lot of strange things are happening in the world today, and all of it is being used as COVID. Some is, some isn't. Some people say they're scared to leave the house. They don't want to go. They just don't want to be around people. It really has nothing to do with you whatsoever. It has to do with these weird situations. Have you ever tried making a phone call lately?
I mean,
it's ridiculous. You know, try to call Best Buy and nobody says, we don't answer the phone. It's like, hello. You know, it's like, it's terrible what's going on out there. Don't take it personal. But what I would do you have a computer? Or
yes,
do you have a laptop? Okay. Do you have Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
What I would do is there's a place on Facebook that's called the Marketplace.
Yes.
I would go into the Marketplace and post that you are a veteran and the area you live in, not your address, just the area you live in, and you need some help. Is there anybody out there that would help you?
Okay. Do you
and you'll
see
get more.
Do you see this in the form of neglect of disabled veteran? Is there a possible lawsuit to be filed against that, the company?
Well, I'm not understanding you because your accent.
I'm sorry. Do you think I can file a lawsuit from this company for neglecting?
No, absolutely not. As I said, there's no lawsuits due to this COVID thing. No lawyer will touch it with a 10-foot pole. It's nobody's fault. It just is the way it is.
Yeah, because I told the caregivers they had to have a bath salt in the town. And once I said that, then the first
Okay,
lady,
did you hear me? Did you hear me of what to do?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I know.
Who cares about the problem? Look at the solution.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying.
Don't worry about it. Just if you go on Facebook, you go on the Marketplace, you'll get more than your share of people wanting to help you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Use your power, right, Gail? I mean, use the power of veteran status.
Well, I asked Richard about that.
Mm-hmm. Richard. Yeah. Richard. You're a veteran. Yeah. You got to use it. It's your benefit. It's your perk.
We get
go for it.
We
Don't
get
decide.
A lot of good things with him being a veteran. We get we go to Denny's and stuff, and we get our lunches paid, and we just get a lot of people buy us like lunch and dinner and stuff. It's wild.
Oh, that's so great. Plus, being senior citizens. Well, I don't know about you, Dale, but a senior citizen plus a veteran. That sounds like even more benefits to me.
Well, that's true. But at the senior citizens place here, they've been giving away free fans. So I got my share of fans just to blow some of the air conditioner around.
Yeah,
Oh, good. Hot there.
But other than that, we're all good. Okay, Johnny, what's going on?
All right. Well, our next caller, area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi.
How's it going?
You're on with Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. My question this evening was, do you see me and my female?
But where are you located? What is your name?
I'm sorry. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Desmond.
Right. Your name is what?
Desmond. Like Desmond Tutu.
I don't know what that is. Can you spell that for me?
Desmond, D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Got it. Okay, Desmond. Okay. And what do you need to know?
Do you see me and my female friend getting closer?
I see a closeness, but not to the level you want it to be. I mean, it's more like a friendship, and it seems that's the way it'll stay.
Okay.
I don't see magnanimous love there. I just see a friendship.
No, okay.
I wish I could say something better about it, but it's okay. It's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. All right. That's all
okay.
I want to know.
Thank you. Yeah. That guy sounds familiar.
I don't know, but I'm not. Yeah. Everybody that calls in today is the same people again. I'm not making a lot of friends.
People happy. You're not bringing out too much joy, but you're honest.
That's
true. I can't help it.
Yeah, you're
okay,
just a
Johnny.
Vessel.
What?
But Johnny, let me talk to Barbara for a moment, okay?
Sure, before the next caller. Okay, good.
Okay. I don't know how long we're staying on for.
Well, I mean, we're getting callers. I mean, you know, so I think that, you know, if you want to stay on and get the your readings, it sounds like we're able to do that.
Okay. Johnny, you should give out your phone number, please.
I'm going to give out my phone number and the time that we're on, okay?
Yes.
The number is 516-531-9874, and the time that we're on is going to be 8 p.m. Eastern every Friday.
Okay, that's
great.
Good. We got to do that more often. Barbara, do you have a special wish for Richard for this Your birthday is coming up when?
I know. My birthday is a week after Richard's. And, August 21st is my birthday. Yours is today. And I just thank you so much for coming into my life and always being on this show with Dale. It's been really a pleasure. Really wish you many more because you could live for another... I don't know. You could live till you're like 108, maybe.
Well,
Richard, he'll pass 100.
Let me tell you that my mother missed 100 by basically a couple of weeks. So that side of my family, you got to shoot them and get rid of them. You know?
It's
because she has such a great attitude and he laughs at everything.
That's
what the show is about, right? Life, laughter, and happiness.
Yeah, that's what you always say. But it doesn't
matter
if you were on the show or not. You still are laughing, Delphin, all the time.
And I just wish you more continued years of health. And I'm so happy for you guys that you have each other, too, because that's special. This friendship that you guys have. Not a lot of people have what you have. So I'm just sending you
we're not killing each other, which is my fault.
Yes.
Well, you're a woman, Dale. What can we do?
No, I'm just like, once everything calms down, I will be fine. I mean, right now I can't find anything. You know how you think your place is, Barbara?
Yes.
Magnify that 10 times. That's what my place is like. And I don't live like that.
Me neither. I can't live like this anymore. That's what I say every day. I can't live like this anymore. It's just so much stuff. I remember 30 years ago, I had like 2 boxes to my name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you
and all I wanted was to get more stuff. I wanted more and more and more. Now I have so much. It's like, oh, now I don't want it.
Right.
Encouraging. But at least you're with you guys.
I want to.
You don't have a lot of clothes.
I want to get rid of every single thing that's in this house. I don't care if it's one box, one chair I sit on. I will be happy. I don't even have
what
a drawer. The guys have taken all the drawers. I have no drawers whatsoever.
That's ridiculous because you probably take up the whole hanging area.
What?
You probably don't give them any room to hang anything. So they have to use a drawer. That's what I do to my daughter. She has to fold everything. Because I take all the closets, every closet I have, and then I have to bring in a rack on top of that, a makeshift, rack. I have 2 of those. And
that's
we end up
crazy.
Wearing the same thing every day, most of us.
All of us. We all wear the same thing every day. We have these clothes, and it's like, why? Why do we have all these clothes if we wear the same thing every day?
I know.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's just so, super weird, actually.
Well, it's just in case we should go out. That's about it.
Right. And don't you feel like since COVID, we don't go out as much, and it's like, why do we have all this stuff? But when it gets back to normal, we'll start using our clothes more again.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but it ain't getting back to normal anytime soon.
I know some people call this normal, and it's like getting worse, but they seem to think in their mind it's getting back to normal.
No, it's not. It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. When you can't make a phone call and you can't talk to people and all they want is text, and then you text them and then they don't text you back, it's crazy.
It really is crazy.
I don't want to live in a world.
We will live to tell about it. We all will live to tell about it because you told me I will be fine. I will not get COVID. Then why doesn't anybody call up and say, hey, Dale, hey, Psychic Dale Shear, am I going to get COVID? I mean, nobody asks you that. And you told me I was not going to, and I believe you, and it makes me feel better.
Well, I'm glad because I'm happy. We've had our shot, so you get another shot in 30 days, right?
They said September 11th, and I was fine. My arm did not get bruised. It's just sore.
Oh, no. It doesn't. If you got your shot today, you won't feel it till tomorrow. If you feel it at all.
I got it yesterday, Dale. What am I supposed to be feeling today?
No, nothing. If you don't feel anything, you don't feel anything. It's cool.
Okay.
I think I'm good. Yeah.
All right.
What's okay, Johnny?
Aren't you glad
about that, Johnny?
I
do you want to ever
talk
to us, or do you just want to focus
on... You know what, Johnny?
Bored.
Barbara and I could just have a show of our own. We still have to have our show, and we can be just very happy. Okay, good.
Yeah. We'll just have Johnny put the calls through when we say to. Without interruption.
Well, are you ready for another caller?
We'll let you know. Just kidding.
Yeah.
That's up to Dell. And you know the callers probably get mad at me because I talk. I kind of talk a lot, you know,
you
and they're just sitting there waiting with anticipation.
No, they're listening to the show. Okay, what do we got?
Yeah.
All right, our next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Ray, what's your name?
Oh.
This is Liz, and I just wanted to ask what you thought about a new love coming in for me.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
What part of California?
Palm Springs.
Oh. Okay. Oh. You're actually, what is the temperature there?
Just above 100.
That's good. We're at that Nevada. I don't get it.
What's that?
High strength.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
What's your problem?
So you want to know about yes, I do see someone coming in the next 2 or 3 months. There seems to be an R in the name. There seems to be an E in the name. I feel it's somebody you might know already. I feel you having a happy time and a good time. And, you know, I don't know about the COVID thing, about what's going to go on with it. But if you can get out, get out.
Hmm. Okay. You think it's going to be meeting him someplace out and about?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bill Bishop.
All right.
Thank you.
For, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on.
All right. Well, the next caller is area code 919, and you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I will keep this short and simple for you.
All right, Sandra, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Mm. We get a lot of people from the South.
We need a lot of hope here. We need a lot of hope.
In Georgia? Why? Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What's going on in Georgia?
I am wondering, when do you see that next career opportunity coming through for me? I am in a position that is taking its toll on me physically and emotionally, and I just need hope.
Okay, what type of work do you do?
Contracts, contract management. Okay. And it is in healthcare area.
Wait. Contract Medicaid? Did you say?
I do with Medicaid, but it's contract management.
Oh, for what? I need to know for what.
Whatever.
Presently, well, it has been in the healthcare area.
Mm, okay. You're very much needed in what you do. There's a million jobs out there in your field.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is apply, and then change. Yeah, but there shouldn't be any reason that you don't get anything.
Ooh, okay. That's sad. I mean, good, but sad.
I see something coming up right away, but you got to call the people back.
Okay. I can follow
so
that.
So if you see a
friend of mine
that you... Yeah, see a job that you like, apply for it, and then call them back and keep bugging them. And, you know, there's so many jobs out there. There's a million jobs, and not enough people. I know here in Nevada, they are closing places because they don't have enough workers. People don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a friend who did a referral for me for a position. She reached out to me, and that is a company that I used to have a contract with. I worked for an entity that had a contract with them, and I absolutely love them. So that's given me a little hope.
Well, you should have a lot of hope. Just keep going for it because there's a million things out there.
Okay.
So I would go for it. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And let us know when that happens.
Okay, great. I love that. Thank you
Thank
so much.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Johnny, is there anybody left or what?
Nope, there's nobody left.
Okay, good. What I would like to do is celebrate Richard's birthday early and go out and get something to eat, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I said, I want you to go celebrate now. They want to go celebrate.
Celebration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll probably go out and have a chocolate sundae or something. Yeah, yeah. Never know.
Because we got to eat his birthday cake, so, yeah. Anyway, you can give the shout-out, Barb, and then thank you very much, and have a good time in Los Angeles.
Okay, yes. I will. Happy
birthday. I wish I was going with you. I wished I was going with you.
And I'm right here in Beverly Hills right now. And 83 degrees. So, yeah, happy 93rd birthday, Richard Conrad. Everybody go to his Facebook page and wish him a happy birthday. And we wish you guys a wonderful celebration. And make sure you all call. Well, I don't know. Dale, are you taking calls this week?
No, not right now. I'm moving.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm
well,
moving. Let me get through the move, and then I will.
Yeah. So that's about it, everybody. So just tune in next Friday. Your special question Psychic Dale Scheer. And we will see you then. We will talk to you then. And it's important for us now to tell you what time the show is, 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay? Johnny wanted me to tell you that.
Okay.
All right. I think that's about it. Everybody, follow us everywhere because that's where we are.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha, Dale.